Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together. All right, welcome back to The Sojo Show, everyone. So if you are listening to this at the time of release, it is Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Woo-hoo. Happy Thanksgiving.
If you are listening to this at another time, then happy week. Yay.
Happy week.
Happy week. AJ and I are going to do something a little different today. We are going to talk about some goal setting, some little tips and tricks for you. And then we're going to talk about something special we have coming up this actual week, and we're super excited about it. So before we get started, because this is for us right now the beginning of sort of the traditional holiday season, although to be honest with you, some people have started the holiday season like what, months ago, right? But this is the traditional beginning of the holiday season, and people start thinking about you, if you're listening, are probably starting to think about the new year, what you're going to do in the new year, what your goals are, what your plans are. Maybe you have your brand spanking new planner. It's all white and pretty and ready to get written in. And so we're super excited when we have a fresh start. But what I wanted to ask you, AJ, and start the ball rolling by asking this, because you are, as we know, a goal setter and you do an awesome job with that. What are some of your spiritual growth goals for 2023? And just to give people an idea of what theirs could potentially be, although I think I know one of them and it's probably not going to be theirs, but still, go for it.
Yeah, I think you probably do know. Well, honestly, I haven't totally set all of my goals out yet. I normally try to do that final week of the year. So like between Christmas and New Year's, that's when I take some extra time. There's, you know, normally kids are home from school, Christmas is over, things are a little more laid back. And that's kind of when I set aside time to do my goal setting. But hey,
spoiler alert, we're going to have something available that week to help others do this as well. So be on the lookout. That's a spoiler.
Yes. That's totally true. This is a really, really fun week of the year. So you guys, we want to share the fun with you. So, but anyways, I do think about goals leading up to that week. And honestly, probably the biggest goal that I have planned for the new year is doing the Bible studies for Sojo. And that's quite an endeavor, because if you guys are part of Sojo, you know that every single month we release a brand new Bible study. So there's a lot of time that goes into these studies. There's a lot. Yes, that, underline that and highlight it like with three different colors, because
like
we're talking a significant chunk of time.
We're talking like probably at least 40 hours of writing for each study. And that's like after the research and reading.
Yes. And after we just let the idea and the passages just simmer for a while in our hearts, you know? So we're talking massive amounts of time to write and to just, you know, dive into God's word. And so that is a huge goal. It's not just the writing of the studies, it's the ingesting of God's word, you know, and that is really the personal part. So getting the studies down on paper is part of it, but also just letting God's word transform us. That's also a huge part of it. So that is transformative, to say the least. And that's probably my biggest spiritual goal, actually.
Yeah. So to translate that into those listening, most of those listening are not actually writing Bible studies.
Yes.
But you can make a goal in relationship to your Bible intake, your Bible study. What are your goals going to be for the next year? And that's one of the things that we strongly encourage. We do this every month in Sojo Academy. what our goals are going to be for the upcoming month. But I think as we look at 2023, it's important to kind of know, okay, what are my goals going to be? Am I going to dig into a specific number of studies? Am I going to get involved in a particular group? Am I going to focus on just reading this year? What is my goal is going to be? So be thinking through that if you're listening. And if you're listening well into the new year, this is something that can be started at any time. There's nothing magical about January 1st and starting new goals. It's just kind of a fresh start, but you can do this at any time. Sure.
Well, and even if the word goal sounds too scary, because I know some people don't like setting goals. They feel like it's a standard they're setting up that they're going to fail. So it's okay not to set goals. But I think whether we set goals or not, we need to have a plan, right? That's mm-hmm. really what mm-hmm. this is all about. Having a plan to progress in our spiritual life is really important, because without that, we just kind of flounder and we do what comes naturally, which honestly, that isn't always good or healthy.
Right.
You know, it doesn't move us forward. So I think having a plan is super important. But you know, one thing that I have learned is not just having a plan, but having a list of things not to do. So there's a list of things to do to help you reach your goal, but there's also a list of things not to do. And I think this is a great time of year to kind of reevaluate those things as well. And to see, okay, are there things on my schedule that I need to kind of back off of my schedule? Or are there stressors in my life that I need to work on eliminating from my life? You know, there's a time to sort of detox as well. And this is a great time of year to look at those things.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Because, you know, we think about things we need to do, but sometimes we forget about things that we need to sort of put on the back burner or just say no to. So I love that reminder as we go into really life in general. So I guess that's a good transition for us to mention one of the things that we are doing today on our podcast is announcing to you guys basically that this week. Okay, so let me back up a minute. If you're listening on Thanksgiving week, this is also known as Black Friday week, right? So there's Black Friday and there's Small Business Saturday and there's Cyber Monday, and it's become like a huge event, right? It's become a thing, and it can be overwhelming. I will give you that. It can be overwhelming, but it's also a time for us to start thinking through what we're doing and potentially getting some, you know, picking up some resources that are a good deal. So one of the things that we're doing with Sojo, we've never really had a Black Friday event. Did you realize that? We've been around for 4 years and we've never really done a Black Friday thing. Mainly because both of us are kind of overwhelmed on this week. But this week,
yes,
I know. This week we are actually going to, and the reason is simple. The reason is because we really think that we have some resources that can help you as you enter this new year to say no to some things, to simplify your life, if you will, which is one of the things we're going to talk about, to make a plan. And we wanted you to be aware of those things. And also, we just flat out wanted to take the opportunity to give you a good deal on them, because that is what we all are loving is good deals, especially right now in this economy.
Well, and one of the things we hear from people, we hear from some of our members, oh, Jen and AJ, I wish you guys would do something on XYZ. And they don't realize that we already have done something on XYZ. And yes. So we have years, literally years worth of resources and tools for spiritual growth. And you guys don't know about them. So we want to kind of showcase some of those resources and some of the ones that we think are most helpful for this time of year for you.
Yeah. So we're going to have one, we're calling it deal of the day in the whole Black Friday theme, but basically we're going to have one resource each day that we want to share with you that you will have one day to get a really, really deep discount on and at least let you know what's available. So the first one actually speaks to what you were talking about earlier on saying no to things. And it is a program we have called Simplify Your Life. And it's actually this really, really, it's a really practical and cool, kind of like a course on many different areas in your life and how to figure out how to simplify them. And it includes time, taking back your time. It includes your space. It includes your money, your finances. It includes your meals. It includes your overall physical health and goal setting for that. And it includes digital, like your digital life, digital detoxing, and also putting God first and kind of learning how to do that as well. And so it's little chunks. It's a big course, but it's a little chunk. So it's easy to digest. And we give you very, very practical steps to take in each one of these to make progress in each area of your life.
Yeah, we originally set it up as a challenge. So literally, it is a step-by-step guide to walking through each one of these key areas in your life. And at the end of it, you will have them simplified. That's the goal.
So we'll put the links below, but if you go to sojohub.com/Black Friday, you can find all the deals down there. Okay. As they come up each day, we'll redirect it each day. Okay. So that's a way to simplify. Now, the next deal that we have, though, that you can look forward to is one that is, I know this is near and dear to a lot of our hearts, and that is a planner, a spiritual growth planner for 2023.
Woo! Yes. And this is not just any planner. I hope you caught what Jen said. It is a spiritual growth planner. So it is specifically designed to help you in your spiritual disciplines and help you make progress and track that progress all year long.
Yes. Yes. There are regular calendar pages. There are weekly pages. There are daily pages. There's ways to track your spiritual disciplines, your prayer, your Bible intake. It's really, really, this resource has taken a few years to kind of develop and to gel to the point where it is the most helpful. Of note, this is included in Sojo Academy each year. So this is one of the resources that we put in the Academy, and it is a very popular item in the Academy. And we are offering it to you outside the Academy for a very special, special price on one of our days. So take advantage of that. All right. You've heard us talk about Explore God's Word before, because that's the third deal that we have. And that is a very unique kind of, I don't know, conference system. I don't know. What would you call it? We call it a collection because it's very unique. So tell them about that just a smidge.
Yeah. So what we did is a couple years ago, we asked several of our favorite Bible teachers to come on and share their favorite Bible study techniques or ways they dig into God's Word. And so what we ended up having is a collection of video tutorials and a whole bunch of printable resources, templates and guides and just all sorts of fun things, printables with like little fun, like one is a prayer card system that you can use with your Bible study. So anyway, they're just all sorts of techniques for digging into God's Word, for praying through it, for studying it. There's a verse cubing system that's in one of our teachers teaches through. So it's just a lot of different ways to dig into God's Word and to kind of freshen up your Bible study routine.
Yeah, it's super creative. And there's like 10 Bible study teachers that are teaching it. So you'll hear from a lot of different people. So that's that resource we've had for a little while. It is one of our very top resources. Everybody loves it that gets in it. And so we're giving you a chance to get in it at a special deal this week. The next one that we're doing, it comes out on Thanksgiving, is a full Bible study that we have done in the past that is so appropriate for right now. It is called Becoming Battle Ready, and it's a study on spiritual warfare and the armor of God. And as we enter this coming year, and as we enter each year, we are going to have to really be aware of the battle that surrounds us, because it is real, and be aware that the victory is ours and how to put on this armor of God that we hear so much about. And this is a full 4-week study that teaches how to do that.
Yeah. And I will just say, Jen wrote this study. It is very robust and very, very well done. It is one of our Sojo Academy members' favorites, and we refer to it all the time. So if you are wanting to kind of test the waters of Sojo Academy, this study would be a great one to get and dive into and just see what we do and the kind of studies we put out inside the Academy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, deal five. AJ, your favorite.
Oh, the we're talking creative stuff. Yeah. My absolute favorite. No, actually, this is a good one for me because I'm like the total novice. And this is kind of a done for you package. So why don't you explain what's inside?
Oh, if you are a Bible journaler or a journaler or a creative person or a card maker or anything like that, you're going to understand what this is. But every month in Sojo Academy, we have a creative kit. Okay. So we have a digital kit that includes elements that you can print out and cut out and paste and glue everywhere. We have digital papers, we have cards, we have tags, we have journal cards, we have bookmarks, we have all this fun stuff. Also, if you've ever picked up a freebie from the sojohub.com from this podcast, you'll kind of get a little taste. That's a little snippet, little taste. But we have chosen the last three Christmas kits from 2019, 2020, and 2021 from Sojo Academy. And we're bundling them together for you. And we're giving them to you at such a just no-brainer cost. It's ridiculous. But we did this at Easter and had a really good response. And I think that this will be a lot of fun because it's a great way to, it's super for this time of year too, because you can do cards for your gifts and you can make cards with it. You can personalize things. And it's just a great way to focus on Christ and focus on the goodness of God as we are celebrating Christmas, really. So I love this. I love this day.
I think there's even like Christmas ornaments, the names of Jesus. I think that's included in there. Or you can make them into a little banner. I mean, I can just visualize that across somebody's hearth. So there's just so many things that you can do with this package.
Yeah. So basically we came on today, and I know this is a little unusual for our podcast. And if you're still listening, we appreciate it because we wanted to share with you these resources because we do feel like that they were each chosen specifically to help you move forward in some of these spiritual growth goals that we are all thinking through right now. If you're not thinking through goals, that's okay. You're probably still thinking through what's going to happen this coming up year. And making a plan, as AJ said earlier, is really important. Of course, we would always love to have you in Sojo Academy because we help you make this plan from month to month. You never know what you have to do. You never have to plan something special. We'll give you the plan step by step by step. But this week, we wanted you to have the opportunity to pick up some resources at a discount in honor of Black Friday so that you can move forward in actually succeeding in some of these goals.
All right. So as a reminder, guys, you will find all of those deals at sojohub.com/Black Friday. And be sure to refresh the page every day because there will be daily deals and we don't want you to miss anything. And if you aren't interested in the deals, no worries. We will always see you back here on the podcast next week for our final study in Colossians.
Yep. We'll see you then. Have an awesome holiday if you're listening live. Otherwise, have a great day.